Good morning, and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you, Michael. How fun is this?
How fun is this? Life is always presenting new opportunities, isn't it?
Oh, and always opportunities for joy.
You say that again? Always opportunities for... I cannot hear you there. I heard that.
Okay. I just moved slightly. Is this better?
That's a little better. Why don't you keep talking for a minute and see if I can hear you?
Okay. All right, will do.
Let me just keep moving. That's better. I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I can hear you now.
While we're establishing that you can hear me well, I'll just say that Sherry and Ashwini are en route as we speak, headed to the Transcending Fear Retreat. So here we are.
Wonderful. Great. Yes, here we are. Very exciting. And I have yesterday's assignment.
Great.
Okay. I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it. As spiritual practitioners, we might better relate to this quote if it were framed as it is in the daily recollection. The practice of constant devotion leading to ever-expanding faith. Isn't it our experience that when we practice diligently, when we devote our energy and life force to waking up and ending suffering, we are rewarded by grace? Suddenly, the miraculous is woven into our daily experience. Doors open, insights flood in, synchronicity is everywhere, and life appears to be perfectly orchestrated for our benefit. This experience of the unconditional inspires us to practice harder, spending more of our lives in the joy of intelligence knowing itself. And so the cycle of devotion and faith continuously deepens. Today, devote yourself to practicing presence. Challenge yourself to record and listen at least once every hour.
Such a good assignment.
Great assignment. Great assignment.
Yeah.
Ready for our first caller, Jen?
I am.
Okay. First caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
This is Jennifer from Whidbey Island, Washington.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. That was a great assignment. That's the first time I've ever recorded that many times in a day. And there was quite a bit of resistance and conversation about what was the point of this. But what I noticed was that for the entire day, I wasn't as, unconscious.
Right. I'll just say it.
I'll just say it right out.
Yeah. And which is so funny, isn't it? Because no wonder the voice says, well, what's the point of this?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I noticed that I wasn't as attracted to and involved in distractions, which was made for quite the lovely day. Very, I don't know, I've been thinking a lot lately about what is truly restful and what is truly inspiring to be, you know, doing with my time. And conditioning always has it that, you know, the great thing would be to, quote, rest by being distracted. And that wasn't the case. It was more restful to be here.
Yes. Yeah. And it feels like what you're describing so beautifully illustrates the assignment, which is that when we do something like record every hour, which brings us here, right? It brings us into the present. We have a lovely day because it's in the present that all of that loveliness lives. It's really that simple.
Yeah. So why not do this every day is what I'm thinking.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Despite the resistance. And the other thing I noticed was that, you know, when I went to record, I just thought, oh, I'll do it, just like being in the queue or reflective listening buddy. I don't have to have a plan for what I'm going to talk about. I'll just turn on the recorder and see what happens. And that melted some resistance. Because I couldn't have a conversation. I couldn't entertain a conversation about, well, I'm not going to record because I don't have anything to record about.
Right. Oh, it's, again, so perfect because there's always something, right? I mean, we're here. We're alive. And there's always something in the present. And so it's so ironic, really. So as we begin to go to record, the voices would have us get into a conversation about what I'm going to record.
Right.
which is complete antithesis of why we record. So then to realize, I don't need a plan, just like reflective listening buddies are calling into the show, or I just want to participate, form of participation. So I just press record and just see what's there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to do some more days of this.
I think that's a great idea. You've inspired me to do the same.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Jennifer. And, Jen, it seems that all of that preparation and rehearsal is really not necessary.
Exactly. So. And yet when we find ourselves doing that preparation, that rehearsal, then we just notice, right? Because all of that, it's just so perfect in that quote and in the assignment that, to me, what it points out is there are no mistakes. Everything that happens for us in practice is a part of waking up. And so when we realize, oh, I'm doing that rehearsing, I'm doing that preparing thing, I'm doing the distraction thing, I'm whatever, and we notice that, that process is a part of wearing it all away so that we can be in that simplicity of, at least for me, what the assignment is pointing at, which is all we need is just to be in the present moment. Everything flows from there.
Mm. It's amazing. Yeah. And great to be reminded of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we have another caller here, Jen.
Great.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. It's Todd. Hi, Michael. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey. Yes, that's my experience. It's like practice results in this expanded awareness and experiences of grace, which encourages more practice. And it's like a momentum thing, like that recording every hour. And then listening through the hour encourages the next recording. It was really fun.
Oh, yeah. That's such a tangible example of it. That's
right.
Great. So the recording and then listening to the recording through the hour it just sets you up, kind of builds that momentum for the next recording.
Exactly. And in that recording, it was only about a 12 or 15 minute recording, but at the end of the recording, there was this encouragement from the mentor that dropped in, okay, let's set our timer for the next hour, and as we're listening to this recording on a loop, we'll be encouraged to make that next recording when the timer goes off. And not to be talked out of it.
That's truly living in recording and listening.
Living and recording, listening. And I loved that assignment when it first came out yesterday morning, really early. It was like, oh, no. It was just to see that barrage of don't want to, don't feel like it. We're not recording every hour. And then the mentor going, oh, yeah, we are. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
the There's the two kind of devil and the angel on the shoulders, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I love, it's so certain of itself, right? Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Nope. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And then that support that comes in for Todd of course we're going to do that with him.
Exactly. Exactly. That's, we're here to end, wake up and end suffering.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and it reminds me, wasn't it a recent assignment that was pointing at that, which is that if what I want is X, then I need to practice X. So if what I want is to wake up and end suffering, then I need to actually take the actions that move towards that. And will the resistance come up? Yeah, sure. And does that mean there's anything wrong? No, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. It's just that if what I truly want is this, then I have to make the choices for this.
Exactly. Yeah, what dropped in when you're saying that is, I don't know which side of it is on, but it reminds me, I think it's in the Resistance book, which I'm recording right now, is without a change of consciousness, there could be no change of behavior. Without a change of behavior, there's no change in consciousness.
Exactly. And I do think in the same way that we're talking about in this assignment, there's a loop that builds on itself. That's true for the consciousness and the behavior. That's my experience, at least, right? It has that same kind of loop feel to
yes.
it.
That yes.
the change in behavior leads to a change in consciousness, which then leads us to other changes in behavior, which leads to the, yeah.
Yeah, and that mm-hmm. deepening practice of constant devotion, in that faith, that mm-hmm. practice, yes, through constant devotion of practice, that expanded awareness of faith is revealed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That, it's revealed,
yes.
yeah.
It's revealed in the yeah. sense of I'm directing my attention more and more to life, to this here now, which is today's peace quote, which I love from Sherry. Just, it's so relaxing. It's so simple. We just have to get this here now. Mm-hmm. Everything else drops away. And
yeah.
you know, it's just so relaxing to be here
it
and not
so
be in that, constant conversation of, something wrong, not enough. You know, everything that the voices promise and never deliver, on and on and on.
Right. And so it really is that place of, you know, when we first start practice, those tiny little moments here and there where we drop in and have the experience. But the experience is so profound of when we're here getting it. Well, there's nothing wrong. It's yeah. all okay. Everything's profoundly okay. And that experience, at least for me, is so profound that it keeps us practicing, right? It builds that
yes.
faith, and it keeps us in the constant devotion. And then more and more, we begin to live our lives in that place. And then we get pulled off, and, you know, we get mm-hmm. bamboozled again.
Yeah.
But somewhere, there's always that knowing that it is as simple, as you say, as just being here, just coming back. And we begin to be less and less willing to be in the conversation that creates the suffering.
Right. I love that part about being less and less willing, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be engaged in conversation with voices and more willing to practice to directing attention to being here. That's my experience
yep.
of that constant devotion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that as we're in that process, it feels like we're proving to ourselves, this mm-hmm. certainly has been how it is for me, we're proving to ourselves that that conversation is never going to lead anywhere I want to go, you know, because it can seem
yeah.
tempting. Oh, well, but that's
oh, sure.
really, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, maybe it could be that, I don't know. But having gone down those roads with some level of awareness enough, we know, nope, there's nothing down that road for me.
Nothing
I don't want to do it.
As seductive at times it feels like when I'm maybe, you know, identified or vulnerable or not, you know,
mm-hmm.
physically feeling well, as seductive as it seemed at the time, you're right. If I go down that road enough times, I'm going to always go, that's a dead end. There is a dead end there. That leads
yeah.
nowhere good.
Yeah, yeah, it leaves nowhere good. And that it can, when we come back from a place like that, so we have
mm-hmm.
gone down that road,
yep.
and then we come back, that just that builds that place of faith again.
Yes.
Ah, okay. You know, I went down that road. I, you know, realized it didn't have anything for me. I'm
mm-hmm.
back here now and all is well.
Yeah, and I'm back here now and all is well is the grace.
Yes, exactly.
Of the awareness
connection.
To see that road is a dead end. And maybe not having to go
yeah.
down that road again, or maybe having to go down that road. It I don't think there's anything. You know, there's nothing wrong with having to go down that road many times, which I have.
Right.
But
that's right.
in seeing that there's nothing wrong in seeing that I need to maybe see it again. Okay, oh, interesting. I got to see that again.
Especially when we're at that place where, gosh, I really thought I wasn't going to go down that one again.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
right? one. And boy, if you can bring that sense of humor to it.
Uh-huh.
Of, well, look at that. We went right down that road again.
Wow.
All right.
wow, we've seen every signpost on this road. That's interesting. We didn't turn around till the very dead end. Okay. All right, not till we hit the barriers.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jen. Appreciate it. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Todd. Jen, what I was getting out of your conversation with Todd was a real sense of humility and also the belief that my life should be easy or practice should be easier or waking up. And it's just such a roadblock.
Oh, that's such a good point, Michael. And it's a roadblock to that faith, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because that is such a place of my life should be easier or this should be different or I should be over this by now or any of those things. It's such a place of arrogance, really, kind of the opposite of that humility that you're pointing at. It's like, I know, and I'm in charge, and it's, you know, I'm doing something wrong otherwise. And it's like, really? Huh. Right? Because if life is all of me and it's all unfolding perfectly, where would I have some better idea that this isn't how it should be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And we have another caller.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself? Next caller, are you there? Hello? Okay. Let's try the next one then.
Okay.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, it's Colin here.
Hey, Colin.
Hey, Colin.
Yesterday I'd sort of made a commitment to structure time for practice during the day, because I'm doing this, there's got a bit of a workshop going on with being busy, and so I'd already scheduled 4 slots during the day for practice, and I was definitely, and then the assignment dropped in about doing the recording and listening every hour, and the voices immediately, oh no, all this extra, oh, it's going to be terrible.
I already have my schedule, there's already 4 times that practice thing. I'm not doing it every hour. That's out of the question.
and should I change it? You know, anyway, but the thing was, I thought, wow, it's great. I can actually check in every hour with the mentor. That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I did both today, and I thought, well, what a treat for myself to be able to do all that extra recording and listening. And so I did have, you know, a really lovely day, and everything was sort of flowing, and it was a really great day. But I suppose what I'm seeing about it is that I think I do need to commit to be quite definite about, you know, these scheduled times when I am going to do certain things, and not sort of just leave it to chance that, oh well, I'll try and squeeze in a bit of recording and listening when I can, because the day goes by and I don't get to do it all. So I think that's what I was seeing, really, is to have that discipline to stick to a schedule, really, to make sure that gets in, because it really did sort of transform the day. It was fantastic.
Wow, that is just so big what you're pointing at, Colin. I mean, that presence that I project must have been there for you to be able to catch. You know, that would have been so reasonable, and it could have gone on just completely under the radar of, oh, that's a lovely assignment, and wouldn't it be great to do that? But, you know, I've already got these 4 slots, which is already so much given how busy I am, so I'm really committed, and right, there could be a whole conversation that happens, but you catch that and see, this is actually for me. What a gift this would be for me to do this, to get to check in with the mentor so often during my day, and then having the willingness to do that, to make that choice. And then, again, as everyone's pointing at, it ends up being a lovely day, which reminds us, it builds that faith that, ah, yes, I'm not sort of, you know, sometimes the image I get that conditioning wants to do with practice is to toggle through my day. So I'm going to you know, live my life and do my to-do list and do the things I need to do. But occasionally I'm going to toggle over to practice, right? I'm going to be present for a minute. I'm going to go record. I'm going to, you know, do whatever I need to do in practice, and then I'm going to go back to my life. But what it feels like we're talking about with an assignment like this is that practice becomes the container in which all of my life happens. It's no longer a toggling back and forth.
I can't get the words there. It was a conversation I had with a mentor a little while ago about you know, being busy, 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 and it's like you just press a button and expect to be able to come straight back to center. And the mentor was saying, "Well, no, you've got to do the work. Really, you can't just say, oh, come on, right, just flick a switch and then get back there. It does, you know, it does require willingness, I suppose, on my part to actually do the recording and listening, and not to keep rushing around all day, so that it's available to me." To come back to.
Yes. Yes. And to me, a piece also of what you're pointing at helps so much with having compassion for the human, right? So if we're being pushed all the time, and essentially, you know, that busy in terms of the suffering piece of the busy, not so much the actual busy, because a lot of us do live really big lives and there's a lot of content and we tend to wake up in the morning and, you know, live our days where there's something in every moment to do, which can be a place of great joy and gratitude to have such a full life. But at least for me, the suffering piece of it lives in the conversation and being pushed and that sort of thing. And so for the mentor to point out, you know, if we're living in that conversation of being pushed and busy and too much, to expect ourselves to just suddenly now, oh, I'm just going to drop it and I'm going to be here and I'm going to be relaxed. Well, maybe not, right? It's going to take a little bit of kind of letting that go and really breathing and really shifting the attention to being in the present. And again, what I hear you pointing at, Colin, is that as we practice that more and more, it feels like the possibility becomes that process of presence can be what we're in all the time, even as we go about our very full lives.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I hope so. I sort of feel that's what we're
moving towards, right?
Yeah. I'm not quite there yet, but I hope so. That to have a full life, but not in the conversation. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's where I hope to be going.
But that, you know, I mean, that place that you and everyone is pointing at is a really big place. That when we're offered an invitation, like we were yesterday, to really sort of upper game, if you will, we accept it. We say, yeah, that's what I want because that's what's important to me. So instead of prioritizing all the things that are on my list, I'm willing to accept that invitation. And that feels like then we are in that place where that's what we're practicing, is to be able to be in that process all the time.
Yes, yeah. Well, I was really grateful for this. It was really wonderful and really helpful. So I think I'll say it now. I'm going to commit to do that tomorrow as well.
Good for you. Good for you. Excellent. Great.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Colin. Jen, I think that point that you and Colin were making is just critical, is the possibility of having a full life. Rather than using the word busy, having a full life and not being in the conversation of I'm so busy and therefore I need to be stressed and overwhelmed and all that.
Yeah. You know, as you say that, Michael, the insight drops in, I don't know, once every maybe a few minutes for me, and then I forget it and it comes back, which is
yes.
That it feels like the critical piece is that, well, it's back to what we were pointing at in our last conversation, but the critical piece is to realize I is not in charge of what's going to, quote, get done. And if I have no attachment to that, so we do have full lives and there are a lot of things. So all usually great things, you know, and so which things are going to get done today? I don't actually know. And if I have no illusion that I'm in charge of that, then it feels like that possibility of living in that, in the place of presence, in that place of relaxation, in the place of joy, enjoyment through all of it, becomes much more available.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen, I think we have time for one more short call here.
Great.
Next caller. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, hi, it's Zota. Can you hear me?
I can, Zota.
Yes.
I think I heard us coming out of your pocket.
Ah, yes, yes, exactly. I was watering. But it has nothing to do with it. I was going to tell you that I was watering the plants with the other hand, but since we have little, and I wanted to ask you if it's okay to do something like that while listening to this call, because about this thing of full lives, you know, I find it beautiful to do, since I'm interrupting my work day to do this, to listen, you know, so I leave the desk. The desk is downstairs in my house. I come upstairs and I do a chore, either washing something by hand or weeding or stuff like that. Is it now? But now that I'm hearing this bamboozle, that I'm falling for the I'm so busy thing, you know, so I don't just sit down and listen. But on the other hand, it's so beautiful to do something manual, and it helps me concentrate more on what you're saying. I don't know.
Well,
what's,
you know,
your take on that?
What's fun about that for me, Asota, is that place that we talk about of the spirit of inquiry, right? Because I don't know. I have no idea. And it's one of those things where it could be one thing one day and another thing another day. So it seems like we can approach it from that place of, well, so today, you know, I'm going to water the plant and, you know, wash the as I listen to the show and notice what I see about that. Maybe even if we want to, you know, tie it in with the yesterday's assignment, after that I'm going to record what I saw. And then the next day I'm going to sit down and just simply listen. And then I'm going to record what I see about that. Because the other thing that's so good about an experiment like that is, if it truly is that I enjoy, you know, using my hands as I'm listening and that assists me to focus and all those things, if that's really true, then I'm not going to have any problem the next day sitting down and not doing that. But if that sort of flowery practice language that the voices are using to sneak in a few chores, then if I try to not do anything, it's probably going to kick up a little bit of a fuss. Right?
Yes, it sounds like something I need to experiment with. And I think it's going to kick up a fuss, but I don't want to predict it. I'll check it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We don't know. We'll find out. Yes. And then, I mean, even really fun stuff, like, right, you do that one day, it doesn't kick up a fuss. You say, great, all right, I'm going to try that for a week straight and then see if it kicks up a fuss.
Yes. And it seems like that whatever I decide, I do. So if I decide I'm going to do one day one thing and one day the other and then record, they cannot be switched, because otherwise it would go on and on and on about, yes, but not today. Yeah. Okay, I have a good experiment, an extra assignment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good. But thank you, Asota. And you'll report back, right?
I will. Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Asota.
Thanks for joining us, Asota. And once again, Jen, practice points us back to ourselves to do the work and look and inquire.
Yeah. And that's the fun of it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I have today's assignment here.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Opportunity is missed by most because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. This reminds us of the poem by Rumi, The Guest House, which encourages us to invite in everything that comes our way, for it might have been sent from the guide beyond. Life is always offering us something, but we have to be there to receive it. Since anything from life is a threat to ego, ego is always saying no, especially if what shows up requires an engagement with life. How often have we discovered the pure joy of cleaning out a closet, or shoveling dirt, or huffing and puffing up a steep hill? Today, discover the gift of doing life's work. Put on your overalls and say a wholehearted yes to the work you do. Record and listen.
Wow, that is so beautiful and reminds me both of what Isoto was just looking at, as well as so many people describing receiving the assignment yesterday with exactly that spirit, just rolling up my sleeves and saying, yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rolling up my sleeves and saying, thank you. Wow. Yep. That's a great, it's going to be a great day, I'm sure, with this assignment.
It's going to be a great day. Yep. It is.
All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.